Ladies and gentlemen, once again, we're boarding passengers seated in zones E and F at this time. Your zone number.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm proud to welcome back my friend Lee Harris from ATPI Travel. How are you?
I'm very good. Yeah, not too bad. Start of a new week. But it's good. It's a promising week, hopefully. Fingers crossed for everybody. And yeah, looking forward to the show.
Yeah, I see we've swapped outfits now. I'm usually in the nice warm sweater and you're usually in the t-shirt or the dress shirt. And now you're in the sweatshirt and I'm in the dress shirt.
Yeah, indeed. Yeah, it's definitely turning colder here. I've got to say, it's not as warm. It's not too bad during the actual day, but evenings and mornings are certainly turning chilly.
Yeah. Ha ha. Just fair. In the world of travel, one thing, of course, there is more conflict on the face of the planet, and it is affecting flights. Let's talk about some of these conflicts. Cancellation.
Yeah. Unfortunately, airlines across the United Arab Emirates have experienced a shake in their schedules this weekend in the face of rising tension between Iran and Israel. Emirates, Etihad and Fly Dubai have decided to reroute some and cancel other flights due to airspace closures over Jordan, Israel, Lebanon and Iraq this weekend. Flights to North America and Europe have also been affected, with several of these services being rerouted to avoid the at-risk airspace. The airlines have reiterated to booked travelers that while last-minute changes are expected to disrupt travel plans, they continue to prioritize safety. The other major carriers across the UAE are feeling the ripples through their networks in the face of closed airspace, with Dubai-based Emirates advising that multiple flights have been cancelled and others rerouted. And Sunday saw Fly Dubai cancel various services, which will have a knock-on effect into this week. Now, obviously, with the situation continuing to develop in the region, most airlines are encouraging all travellers to check the status of their journey. This can either be done directly with the airline or your travel management company.
I'm seeing news reports lately that we're on the verge of our next world war, which doesn't make me a happy camper, and I hope it's not true, but things are heating up.
Yeah, it's not looking good at all at the moment, is it, unfortunately?
Yeah. And there's news for Aussies.
Yeah, Australia's air navigation services provider, Air Services Australia, is facing off against the two key employee unions representing the bulk of its workforce, who provide air traffic control and rescue firefighting services at the nation's busiest airports. The dispute with the air traffic controllers is reaching a climax as they currently are voting on proposed strike action and should their claims for improved wages and conditions not succeed. Now, the civil air ballot closes on May the 1st, and if the controllers vote on a series of 24-hour strikes and ban any overtime, there will be significant disruption to flights within Australia and surrounding regions. But Air Service said it will take all available steps to minimize flight disruptions due to industrial action and will work with airlines and airports to maintain safe operations. However, this will not be the first set of strikes this year to hit Australian airports. With further disruptions more than likely, it is imperative that any crew who have flights booked out of Australia for the med season to maintain regular contact with their airline or again their travel management company to minimize as much disruption to their plans as possible.
And what do I always say?
Are you people? Exactly right. And especially Australia. They're worse than France. And that's saying something, is it, for strikes? Australian airports, it's almost on a weekly occurrence, is horrendous at the moment.
Yeah. Anyway, we won't get into that because my brain isn't on fire this morning, but normally I would. UK pack, speaking of, anyway, yeah, I won't get into that either, but UK passengers are still being turned away at airports.
Don't forget, you are talking to a British national, so you can't say what you were going to say. A report has claimed that around 200 nationals of the United Kingdom are turned away at European Union airports daily due to the blocked travel rules. Now, after the UK left the EU on December 31st, 2020, British citizens became third country nationals to the EU. And as such, they are no longer eligible to benefit from passport-free entry and other facilitated travel rules like when they were EU citizens. Therefore, it is imperative that UK passport holders travelling to the EU are classed as third country nationals and must make sure their passports meet two important rules. They are that their passports must be valid between 3 to 6 months beyond the date they plan to exit the EU, and their passport must not be older than 10 years on the date of planned departure from the EU. And those whose passports do not meet these rules will not be permitted to board a flight by the airline staff. And in the very rare cases when they might be permitted to board a flight, they will certainly be turned away by the border officers upon arrival in the EU.
I don't know what this whole Brexit thing is still blowing my mind, because for some reason, the British people assume that upon Brexit, but you still have all the rights that they all have revered throughout Europe, right? It wouldn't be the other way around. So they're still the superior people that have every right on the face of the planet, but nobody else has any rights in England. That's the concept that everybody has.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much how it works. Yeah. I can't say too much. I am a UK national son. I can't really go in too deep, can I? It just wouldn't be fair.
The original colonizers. That mindset hasn't changed much, but I digress. Heading over to EasyJet.
Yeah, EasyJet are seeking to reassure customers after a warning that their airline's catering services will be affected by strike action, again overpay. Trade Union Unite claimed that no food or drink will be available on EasyJet flights from Gatwick during a series of upcoming walkouts by catering contractors working for a company called Dinata. But EasyJet has said it will be working with Dinata to ensure contingency plans are in place if the action goes ahead. Unite said about 100 workers, including HGV drivers and warehouse workers, will strike from Friday, April the 26th to Monday, April the 29th, and then from Friday, May the 3rd to Monday, May the 6th, and from Friday, May the 10th to Monday, May the 13th. Strike action will intensify if the dispute is not resolved, Unite have said. The union added that Dinata provides catering for all EasyJet flights from Gatwick, with the airline having 200 flights a day during busy periods. EasyJet will not be the only airline, though, as other flights will also be impacted by the strike action, because Dinata caters for several other Gatwick-based airlines, including TUI.
Really, why would you pay these people to work when, if you give dividends enough to the board of directors, you as the CEO are going to see a really big fat bonus at the end of the year? It makes no sense. Why would you pay these people? Come on.
Wow. Why? Why would you?
I don't know. Come on. We all need a vacation home in two different places and a couple of yachts, and forget these people. They don't need a living wage.
Exactly right.
Moving on. Finish.
Yeah. For crew looking to sightsee during the mid-season, you need to be aware of new rules if wanting to visit Venice this year. Day trippers wishing to visit the historic area of Venice soon will have to pre-book their visit and pay €5 entrance fee, as revealed by city officials. The move was announced initially in September 2023, and it aims to tackle over-tourism and encourage tourists to come during less crowded times. Now, the entry fee will be applied during a temporary pilot program expected to start on April the 25th and continue for an additional 29 days, mostly on holidays and weekends until mid-July. Now, on designated days, all Venice visitors will need to register their presence in the city by completing an online form on the Venice Access Fee website. Now, according to officials, the provided data will help them plan and manage the number of visitors. Now, for any individuals who violate the rules, officials have warned fines ranging from 50 to 300 euros, in addition to a €10 fee.
I am sure that there's going to be major outcry about a €5 fee to enter Venice. People are going to be so upset that they've got to pay €5 because the city is sinking. Do you know what? I only had one cup of coffee this morning, because I'm grumpy this morning, aren't I?
Oh, you hide it so well. just you hide it about as well as I just hid my sarcasm.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I promise next week I'll have two cups before we get on. I have to mention that we welcome free questions. If you have any question about travel, somebody actually mentioned to me the other day that they would really like to see you go into a little bit more about travel points and travel miles.
Okay.
So perhaps next week we could talk about travel miles, and if you go through a travel agency, if you can get those miles, and if you can, the different things that you can do with them. Because I don't know anything about travel miles, because I don't travel.
Absolutely. Yeah, we can do a general overview. Obviously, it depends on which frequent flyer program you're with. Certain things differ, but we can do a general overview. No problem at all.
Nice one. So yeah, if you have any free questions, please do drop us a line. Drop Lee a line, because obviously I know nothing. We'll provide all of Lee's information below this interview when it airs. And of course, if you are looking to book some worry-free travel, Lee Harris is the man to talk to. Lee, I want to say thank you once again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I enjoy it. So I'm here next week. Nice if you have me, that is.
We'll see. Depends on my mood.
Depends how many cups of coffee.
You've been watching another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rio. I have been your host. We'll see you again next time.